returned, I think. Maybe? Yes. Hopefully. Yes. Hi. Alright. So, sorry that my ending soon screen came up for some reason. Oh, weird. Also, if the past content was a little triggering, I do apologize. I will never go into any detail about any sort of gory details, because that's actually a red flag for me. So, just know that we will not go into any uncomfortable territory, and that the events that happened were reversed, so that means no one was harmed. But as they look into it, some information may come forth that may be potentially upsetting. So I just want to make sure we're clear. It might be a veil for some people, at least. So heads up. We all love each other, and I've checked in with the people that I thought this might upset. And so we're all good. We're all Gucci. We're using safety tools, and we're fine. All right. So with that, I'm going to move to Akka and Sammy as both Lore and a head to Lorelai's house. Lore, as you are moving very quickly back home, you can see that Titania is currently in your front yard with Pup, just playing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Lorelai, because she's just such in a hurry and she's like so angry,
mm-hmm.
and she also wants to make sure,
mm-hmm.
she like storms over the Pup.
Pup looks over, whoa. Hi.
You say A is probably behind because he's driving. He didn't, so it's not as direct or fast.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Why you look so angry? What I do now?
Lorelai immediately like kneels down, puts her hands on Pup's shoulder, and she goes, "Are you having any nightmares?"
I did, but they're gone now.
Do you remember the nightmare?
No.
Lorelai kind of just clicks her tongue and gives a small growl in irritation.
Why are you so mad?
Lorelai's trying to think of how to explain it.
I mean, I could tell you why I don't have the nightmare anymore.
She goes, tell me.
Okay, he looks confused as he looks towards Titania, who smiles. So, like, I had a weird dream, like, one night, and when we went in, we had an assembly. And so, at the assembly, there was this person who was, like, a toy maker who was there. And she made us all these awesome toys out of clay, and she showed us how to make the things, so we all made things. And then she said, now take it and you make a wish, and in that wish, always wish for the happiest of dreams, and then put it by your bed. And so I did that. And so I didn't have any more nightmares. I made a dog. It was dope. It's a good dog, too. And anatomically correct.
Can I see the dog?
Yeah. And he just stands up and starts moving, and you see Titania look towards you. My, you're quite upset with something.
I think Lorelai waits until Pup's, like, out of their
mm-hmm.
radar, and then she kind of just subtly explains.
She just watches you, and she nods. I see. I did feel some sort of disturbance. When I investigated it, that woman was there.
Yeah. Mm. And if it comes down to it, I'm not going to risk having Pup go through that again.
Of course. And she nods. And then you see Pup start running back, and he's holding this little clay dog. It's all right. It's made by Pup, who is 13. I don't remember the age we gave Made Pup. I think he's like 11. So we're going to say 11. So he's just holding it out towards you. But I got to put it by my bed. So you can't have it. I can make you one, though.
Laurel, can I like get a smell it from it- where...
It smells like Caroline's clay.
Lorelai just goes, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. And he just nods. When I went up to thank her and asked for more clay, she made some for me and gave it to me in a baggie and said it will dry out if I leave it out, but that I could make whatever I wanted with it. But she looked really sad, so I gave her a hug.
Sad.
Mm-hmm. I think she whispered, I'm sorry, but I don't think she knew I was actually a werewolf, so I don't think she knew I hurt her.
Lorelai is just trying to, like, she's trying not to get furious with him, because she knows it's not his fault, but she's also very angry at the woman. And why is also trying to find answers.
He's just kind of looking at you, and he looks towards A, and then he looks back towards you. Why are you mad?
Oh, did I get there?
Yeah, you were there.
From the the message I sent you?
Oh, let me see. Sorry. Where did you send me this message?
On, on Roll20.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is probably where you'd start appearing.
Good. I come through the door because I figure it's still probably
open. Well, they're outside, yeah.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, they're out in the front yard.
I walk up with a bag in my hand.
He just looks towards you, Lore. Why are you mad?
Lorelai is trying so hard to try to think of something. Because she doesn't want to alarm Puff, and she doesn't want to...
Whatever it is, don't be mad. It's stupid. He just kind of glares towards you.
Let's just say I heard a little threat from some random kid from your class while walking down the street.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure you're okay. As for the nightmares...
Why are you mad at a random kid? That's stupid.
Guys, you're my little brother, and I'll beat anyone up who tries to pick on you.
He just kind of growls towards you. You hear that little growl from Pup? I can take care of myself! Be mad at people that are mean to you, not to me. I can handle it.
Well, at that point, she kind of just gets a small chuckle. She's like, felt good. I was like that when I was a kid, too.
And he's just kind of glaring towards you. And whoever you're mad at, they probably had something, you know, wrong. So, I mean, you don't know the whole story anyway. Especially if it's that one kid I stole their chocolate from, then he has every right to threaten me, because I totally didn't do it, but if I did, it makes sense. And he just stands up and brushes himself off and starts walking towards A. What's in the bag? He just puts his arms up.
What's in the bag?
Chocolate.
For me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I haven't given you chocolate in a while.
Hell yeah. And he just goes into the bag. And Titania just kind of laughs a bit.
Today's a good day for chocolate, right?
I guess so.
And I toss one to Lore, too. Right, Lore?
Normally, Lore would get mad at A, but she's like, yeah, sure.
Titania just stands. Are you quite angry with the Fae? The one who did it.
How'd you know?
I'm aware of who did it, and she smiles. They came to me. I could not reach her in time before she chose other help.
She came to you, yet she chose the other option.
The other option came to her first, and she looks towards you. If such a catastrophe were to happen, would you not choose the first hand that has outreached towards you?
Lorelai just looks at her.
She raises an eyebrow.
She kind of looks back at Pup. Not if it means... No, wait, sorry. I would choose the option that would reach out to me, but if it's dangling any innocent children's lives, I would try to find their option.
The option does not dangle their lives. It dangles everyone's. And she looks towards Pup, who's like excitedly like holding all the chocolate up. In my opinion, she made the right choice. She smiles towards you. Because then right after, not only did she grant the magic to the children to make sure that their dreams were pleasant ones, she came to me for any extra assistance I could gather. And while I'm not able to help, that just means I have to wait for an opening where I can. I will do everything in my power to help my children, Lorelai, including you and including Pup. And she puts a hand on your shoulder. Direct your anger towards where it needs to go.
Like, Lorelai just flattens her ears and tightens her fist.
She smiles. But don't let that anger consume you. If that were the case, Oberon would be much different than he is now. And she just smiles. My, when Oberon goes into a rage, it's quite different. And she looks towards Pup, who's just, like, holding out a different chocolate bar towards you, eh? In fact, when I saw him the way he was when he told me of everything that was going on, he looked quite angry at me when I told him I knew. I never seen him angry with me before. She smiles towards you. It was a refreshing change. But know that if he had acted on that anger, he would not be here any longer. She just smiles. I just ask that you don't let this anger control you. And she starts walking towards Pup. And then she just stops and looks towards you. There are way better ways to push your frustration and anger into more productive ways. And direct it towards those that actually deserve it. That is the only lesson I shall grant you today. As I am not your mother, so I won't take on that role. Though I do treat you as one of my own, so bear with me. And she just puts her hands to her face. I do love you both so dearly, you and Pup. But, and she just smiles towards you. Nonetheless, I also love Caroline as well. And then she turns and she starts walking back towards Pup. What is this that you are holding? And he holds out a chocolate bar towards her. Chocolate! And then she goes, I have had this confection before, and she just takes one. And then you hear Lorelai Pup just yell, are you done being mad?
Lorelai just turns like, no.
Stop being mad and come eat chocolate, damn it! And she just laughs. I believe you said a swear word. And he looks towards her like, yeah, but you won't tell. Lord, don't tell! And then he just shovels chocolate into his mouth.
I'm trying to think. So I think Lorelai kind of just loosens her fist, but she still just has a subtle of anger, like she wants to take it out on something or someone.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't want to like lash out at Pup or Titania.
Right.
Where's Ziggy?
Where's that punching bag? Where'd he go?
I don't know. She already took it on the crunch bar I tossed him, so tighten her fist.
Yeah, your hand is like, it's just covered in chocolate.
I just goes, ah.
Okay, I brought more.
Pup just says, ah, what a waste. He points towards you. Waster of chocolate. The audacity. I learned a new word. He wriggles his eyebrows.
Good job.
Yeah, he looks towards
go
you.
Go in the house and wash my hands.
All right. While you are outside, as Lorelai heads inside, roll me a sharp check.
Oh boy. Why?
Just for shits and giggles.
Oh, sure. Eight.
Us.
As you are looking around, just like watching her go into the house, in the corner of your eye, you see movement, in the forest. You don't see who it is, but something had been looking at you and then walked away.
Pup, I hand him a bag. You are the guardian of the chocolate now.
I am the guardian.
Go guard it with your life.
Hell yeah. And he just starts running. He runs into the house, and Titania smiles as she stands up and follows after.
And then I head towards where I saw the person.
Okay. As you walk over, you can see, you see someone wearing a very baggy hoodie. The hood is up, and they are wearing extremely baggy clothes as they're just leaning against one of the trees. But you recognize the bag. The bag that they are wearing is the same bag you saw at the In the room that Caroline uses. So you assume it to be Caroline.
Not even a hello?
She doesn't respond. She just looks a little bit away from you a bit more.
He's fine, you know.
I know. That's why I came.
Is that all you came for?
She holds her hand out a little bit. Now that you can see it a little bit, you see a little will-o-wisp floating in it. And the little will-o-wisp actually floats towards you. Hi, it says.
Hey there.
I don't want anybody being mad at Caroline. Just says quietly. It was my fault.
It's all right.
No, it's not. It's not okay. She had to do something really bad to fix it, and it's all my fault because I don't have anything to give. It was my fire that made the explosion.
It's all right. We'll figure it out.
But I can't apologize to everybody because they can't see me. So I just asked Caroline if she can take me to go see if everyone's okay. And Caroline just looks down. I can't do it for you for much longer. You can see now the hood obscures a lot of her face.
How'd it get down? Like, how did it happen?
She just sighs. The little one thought it was alive still, so it went into the school. I followed after, and partly my job is to show them an item that reminds them of the land of the living, something that can bring them back to me. And as I was making something with the clay, I dropped it. I didn't know back then the clay was volatile, but the little one felt it drop and went after it as though it were alive. Wanted to pick it up and hand it back to me, as a good kid would do. The flame engulfed it and caused a massive explosion. That's when I learned what it could do.
So it was an accident.
She nods. I take full responsibility for it. And the little will-o-wisp just starts shivering a little bit as it like moves back towards her. I know you want to take credit for it, because you're afraid of how I will be punished for it, but it is my fault. I should have kept a better eye on you. Nonetheless.
And then you made a deal.
She approached me as the fire was roaring. I saw no other way. She showed me a glimpse of what she could do. I didn't have time to react or respond or think. I just nodded and took her hand. I made the deal without realizing what my half would be. It's my own stupid fault.
Don't think of it that way. Your first foremost thought was to save everyone there.
But now regardless everyone could die. So I saved them for just a moment. She just shrugs. Only to let them die a more horrible death. That's still my fault in the end. Why do you want to help me? And she looks towards you.
You may not believe it, but we're kind of in the same boat. Sort of.
She raises an eyebrow towards you a bit.
How much do you believe in other realities?
I don't know. I never really thought about that thing. Never really thought about anything other than this one. It was a miracle that they were able to even rewrite this one. Now you're saying there are more than one.
It sounds like you're already on the road to believing it.
I don't not believe in it. I just don't understand it, I guess.
Well, to make it simple, a version of me out there gave up everything to save everyone around him. They paid a heavy price because they wanted to make sure that the people closest to them would stay safe. And in turn, it may or may not have rewritten things. I'm not exactly clear on the details of that, except that I'm here, I can remember what happened, and people are safe. But that reality, who knows what happened to it? If it's still there, if it's still running. A version of me saved everyone. And now I feel lost on what to do. Because I feel a little out of my element. You saved a lot of people there. And you also find yourself treading water. Not sure of what to do. Trapped in a situation. No real way out. That's all I have. That's all I can tell you. Whether you believe that or not is up to you.
Do me a favor. Roll and manipulate someone with a plus +3.
Okay. Still a 9.
That's why. The plus +3s are the max that you can actually get for a modifier. That's why, because you could still fail. But you gotta make success. She looks towards you. She just looks downward a bit. And then you see her pull back her hood. And you see that she is starting to take on her usual form, her more monstrous form. You see her hair is now a vibrant blue flame, and she's becoming a silhouette with glowing blue eyes. And she looks downward, and you see also the ribbon. The ribbon is glowing. There are times when I feel this ribbon. And I think maybe it's better to untie it. But then who would help the kids? Who would help these spirits? And she looks towards one, the little will-o-wisp that's by her side. I want to go with you all. I did back at the school. I thought maybe even just making that plan with Annabelle was a nice change of pace. Maybe I could have a normal life again. But I was quickly reminded that I have a debt to pay, and that debt, I don't know when that'll be paid and complete. And so I'm trapped in this mess. I don't pull this ribbon not because I'm scared to die. I don't pull this ribbon because they are all afraid of what will happen. She looks towards the will-o-wisp again. I couldn't hurt them again. Your friends have every right to be mad at me, though. I should have reached out to the queen first, but even then, she told me that I made the right decision. She looks towards you. She said that there would be nothing she could do to help reverse the time. No one I know could do that kind of magic. And she looks up towards you. Those bombs. They use souls, will-o-wisps, to light them. They need a will-o-wisp, or they won't work. I won't allow them to use the will-o-wisps. And so they seem to try and manufacture their own. False souls. I don't know. It's some sort of...
Where are they getting this?
It's some sort of undead magic that shouldn't exist. They're not truly children. They're simply flames that move without purpose, without meaning.
Do you know where they're sourcing their energy from, their magic?
I don't know. I wish I did, or I could stop it, but even now they probably know I'm talking with you.
How soon? How soon is this supposed to go?
Tonight. At the town square. The clock tower. That one's where they're testing the first one. If you go there, I will be there too. But I will not be myself. I will try and stop you. I'll have no choice.
Well, this seems as good a time as any to shake hands.
She looks towards your hand.
One person who has bent reality to another.
And she'll...
Wait, hold on, Mike.
She'll move to shake your hand. I'm glad you caught me. Sneaking a peek, I suppose.
And while I have her hand...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use magic to trap a specific person, minion, or monster.
Roll plus weird.
That's a 12. Mm. She's staying right where she is.
You see, as you shake her hand, many different vines of ivy, Elizabeth's magic, start to grow up and pull her down to the ground as she looks in confusion. She looks towards you.
We're going to stop this. We're going to make sure nothing happens to you as well. And if nobody else will, I will.
Won't stop me for long.
They'll stop you for long enough. And then I turn away and go towards the car.
Please don't leave me here.
The vines will go away in short enough time. Hopefully enough time for me to get to the clock tower.
Lorelai, at this point, as you were in the house, you notice that A has not come in, as you can hear Titania and Pup talking. And then you see out the window, you see A heading towards his car.
I think at that point, Lorelai runs out of the house and try to catch up with A.
A drives.
Okay.
He doesn't say a word. He just cranks on the engine and goes.
Okay. We move the camera back to the sanctum where Iggy and Annabelle are currently waiting. Archer's eyes flutter open a little bit as he looks towards both of you. I hate that I keep going unconscious and he just sits up.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
It was like a sticker covering up a picture. Like, pulling off that sticker was a lot of work, I guess.
Yeah.
Where's A and Lore?
Lore went to check on her brother.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks down.
They haven't reached out to us. I'm a little worried.
Huh. You both should go and try and figure out where they are then. I'll be okay. He smiles towards you both.
Yeah, we should. We should go. And see.
If there's anything I can do here, I'll do it.
It's safer for you here anyway.
Mm, he nods.
Well, where should we go?
Well, maybe we can see. First of all, text them, see where they're going.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll call Lore.
Okay. Lore, your phone goes off.
Lorelai is still booking it, but she pulls out the phone.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know how you pull out the phone if you're running in your wolf form.
No, who said she was in her wolf form?
Oh, okay, she's just running. Got it.
Yeah.
Roll plus weird for me here.
Oh, no.
She's just running, man.
Pulling a Forrest Gump.
I don't know if you were saying anything, Sammy. You were muted.
I think she's like in a hybrid form, like a normal.
That's why
werewolf.
I'm having
like,
a roll plus weird.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Your legs have taken the form of wolf legs as you are running. You are keeping up with this car.
Yeah, that's all I hear.
I'm like, Sonic really moves. Sorry.
Are you okay, Laura? Did I interrupt something? I'm so sorry. You're panting really heavily. Are you okay? What the hell's going on? Are you having... No, wait. That doesn't make sense. No, not the time. What are you doing?
First off, you. Second off, A just took off without a word after we checked up on Puff, so I'm trying to keep up with his car.
Hey, right. Okay. Sure.
Which way are you guys going?
I don't know. Towards town? Ace not telling. Not even answering his damn phone.
What's going on?
Why would he go to town?
Maybe thanks for a moment.
Both of you can roll a sharp move really quick for me.
Because I have the worst memory.
And I don't want to metagame.
Yep. This is why I'm having you roll sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Jakey figured it out.
Holy crap!
You both are like, town. Why town?
Why town?
Why? Bombs. Clock tower.
He's going to the clock tower.
He's going to the clock tower?
Yeah. That makes sense. We'll
meet
you guys there.
Yes.
She's like, oh shit, wait, why is he doing that? Wait, what? Okay.
All right, question layers, get over here. Get to us quickly. Lorelai hangs up, and this time she actually turns into her wolf form.
Okay.
I can teleport us there if you want.
Yeah, okay, so let me get Brisbane somewhere.
Faster.
All right.
I don't know.
So, Annabelle, you're using your new Angel Wings move of sorts.
Yeah.
I gotta look at that move again.
Find it really quick.
That one is... Let me see. portal of strings. There it is.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll plus weird.
Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo.
A 13.
Nice.
You see a circle just appear below you, and it's a beautiful, properly made circle of strings, and it just swoops up with both of you in it, and you both feel yourself enter the area for where the clock tower is, as you are just standing in a kind of privated area. So you kind of reemerge in a section of this building that is a little bit out of the way, but you can see where, everyone around you. Yeah.
Where I shouldn't be, because that's where I would go.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God, this is a private spot. Oh.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad, right?
Second time ever.
Okay. Okay.
You have beaten A here, I will say.
Yeah, I would think so.
So A, at this point, you have arrived at the area.
Good. I storm out of the car and I start marching past them.
Wait for us.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same.
I'm assuming Laura's really close by.
Yeah, Laura was right behind A, 100%.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. But, sorry.
What time of day is it?
It is getting late. The sun is going down.
Okay. First thing I'm going to do, they have to create undead fire, basically, to basically trap souls into like a fire orb of some sort to mimic a woolwisp. But I'm sure they have to use infernal energy to do so.
Roll a plus weird check to see if you understand that.
Yeah. I do. And I am an infernal.
Well, some infernal magic is needed. It's also a mixture of infernal and undead and fey. So it's a lot of mixtures of different magics that are needed.
That's all I need. I just need to be able to track it down using the infernal side of the energy.
Okay.
Once I do I know where it is? Like the, can I figure out where exactly this bomb is planted?
Roll another plus weird for me with a minus two.
You can help it out.
Let Iggy roll for the help out first, then.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that'll see what you have a minus of. Because right now you have a minus two.
And help out with mixes and hits.
Okay, so I think that means that you don't get a modifier. I don't remember.
I think it's a one, but it puts...
Oh, but it can put... But you can, yeah, danger. Okay. So yeah. You get a plus one, so that'll change your negative modifier to a negative one.
Okay.
That's weird. Anybody minus me?
That's a failure.
That is a fail. What would you like to do?
I'm going to go ahead and take the experience.
Okay. So with a fail, you become frustrated, but I want to double check something really quick. Hold on. I need to roll something. Oh. You in trouble, boy.
Which one?
You.
Shit, okay.
So as you are looking around, you use your energy to find this bomb. And this frantic energy that is coming out is starting to spiral to the point where you're losing control of yourself a little bit. Iggy, by him, you start feeling like he's turning into that form that you witnessed a long time ago back when A was panicking and A and Ash had denied A. Into that weird, strange, black, goopy creature. But then as he's shifting and changing, vines of ivy start to shoot out, cracking the tiles of the floor, and then wrap around A, holding him in place.
Can you yourself quick?
Hmm?
No.
kind of remembering... For a long time ago, he's gonna pause, see that A is kind of like tied down, mm-hmm. and just out of instinct, he's gonna slap A.
Okay.
Do I roll like a gas in that case?
You know, he's restrained, so I don't know. How do you see this happening?
I mean, I'm probably so like tunnel visioned into what's happening that he doesn't see that.
You just slap him. If you're trying to inflict harm, you will do one harm. If you're not trying to inflict harm, then I will say it won't give any harm. I'm trying to
snap him out of it.
So I'll say this is a zero harm move, and it will mainly be used to get him out of it. So you slap him. So just as you're tunnel visioned, you just feel, bam, right against your face.
Not again. You're not doing this shit again, man. Calm down.
Hey. Oh my god.
God!
If he hears that, he's gonna rip roll for a punch. Is that really happen?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, then in that case.
Roll to kick some ass with a plus two.
No, wait.
Okay.
He's gonna think real moments.
If you give him a moment, something else will happen.
Okay, well, he's just gonna go instant then, because Iggy's main goal is to get Ash to snap out of this shock, right?
Yeah.
Iggy's gonna kiss Ash. I mean, A. He is gonna steal A's first kiss.
Go ahead and roll an act under pressure. That's probably not A's first kiss, let's be honest.
This is A's first kiss, technically. And also try to, and he's gonna infuse dead undead.
He's just gonna try to do everything again.
Roll an act under pressure.
Okay.
I think I just don't want to help out just because of my shipping fetish, but we'll just let that happen.
No, we'll just let it go as usual. What is happening?
This is taking unexpected. Holy shit!
What is happening?
Why do I have? I don't want to. All right.
I don't think A is powerful enough to do anything about it.
You are not. It's a 13, my guy.
Hold on.
I gotta describe this shit as the keeper. You guys are horrible. Oh my god. So, A, you feel. Fuck, this is gonna be the worst thing ever.
This is great. I don't know what you're talking about.
I hate you all. You feel this rage taking you over. And then. In your tunnel vision, as you look towards him and you go, I am calm, Iggy just goes in for a kiss. I do not know how long this kiss is.
In Iggy's mind, as long as it takes.
Oh my god.
And then, with your permission, with the 13, I think the rage just leaves his body.
And you
just
hear behind you. Well, this is an odd thing to come to. And the both of you break kiss and look, and you see Elizabeth just staring at the two of you as vines now start to fall, and she had made a portal to come into this area.
Annabelle's just like standing there agape with like stars in her eyes.
I took a photo.
Please send it to me.
No.
Lorelai is just looking.
This is for blackmail material. And she just looks towards you. You'll have to understand. And she looks towards you. Please get off of my familiar.
Again, I'm not exactly ashamed here. This is cool with me, but did it work? He looks at A. You back with us, bro?
that transition.
She just kind of pushes you gently away from A a little bit, Iggy. She'll just push you a little bit. And she'll go, first of all, thank you for trying to snap him out of it. But also, if you do that again, I will kill you.
Okay.
Much obliged. And she turns towards you, unless he's okay with it. Because I don't think he consented to that at all.
That's fair.
And she just turns towards A. Also, what the fuck are you doing?
What's happening again?
Did you not know I could feel the surge of magic when you do this shit?
I wasn't really thinking about that. And I'm kind of thinking about that right now. So again,
I ask you in the simplest of terms, what the fuck were you doing? And she just glares towards you as she steps forward towards you. And the vines tighten around you.
Where are we?
We're at the clock tower, bro.
Right, clock tower. There's a bomb here.
You have 5 seconds to explain what the fuck you were doing.
Found out how they're doing the bombs. They're manufacturing will-o-wisps. We need to stop the bomb.
And you decided to just storm from my house without even telling me?
It's happening tonight.
And you couldn't have told me?
Time!
You could have said something! I literally was following you behind the car! Did you not see the giant werewolf?
You were taking
Elizabeth just up. Elizabeth just claps her hands and silence hits the area, like a spell of silence, so everybody's just yelling towards each other, but there's no words being made. She just looks at everybody making, like, yelling and towards each other and just...
That's it. It's between those two. Annabelle's just standing there watching and going, whoa, that spell's really cool.
Thank you. And she just looks towards the both of you. Stop it, both of you, now. Are you done? And she just smiles. And please nod, because I can't fucking hear you. Good. And she snaps and the silent spell goes away. If I hear yelling again, I'm knocking you both unconscious. I'm not in the mood. You've angered a witch, and this is what you're getting.
Can we be angry later?
No, we sure can't be, because you know why?
Why?
You used my magic to restrain someone, and you expect me to be okay with how these turns of events went.
Are you missing the point? This thing's about to go off.
She just looks towards you.
Can we stop it first? Then you can be angry at me.
No.
No?
I'm going to be angry with you.
Then can you be angry with me and can we stop this at the same time?
Next time you better tell your friends.
Fine. Can we do this?
She sighs and she snaps her fingers and you see the vines leave you. Honestly, and you see magic start to reform in her hands. You weaken me this much. And then you expect me to be okay with all of this.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You will be, let's though. She starts to walk.
Let's save the city.
Or at least the clock tower.
So there's a bomb here? She looks towards you.
Yeah, right. He looks at Iggy and just...
Don't worry, I took a photo, so you can look at it for whenever you'd like.
Oh, you delete that.
Never, and she starts walking upstairs. I will have my vengeance.
Iggy just shrugs, like, all right.
You just follow behind her. So yeah, there's a clay bomb somewhere sitting in here.
Infused with undead and fey magic.
And it's going to take
Yes, whatever you restrain, and she looks towards you, is trying to break out with as much force as possible. So I understand why you had... to move as quickly as possible, but again, you should let your friends know so we could stop whatever the fuck is trying to break from my magic right now.
Look, I get it. I'm sorry, but can we just get this going? Get this done? Please.
Don't be Ash. Be A, please.
All right.
Yeah.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Let's go find it.
Yeah, I will do my best to restrain this creature that's currently within my magics. You don't have much time.
It's Caroline herself.
I know this because I can feel the magic just billowing out, and it's going to take a lot of my magic.
Saying, okay, sorry.
She moves her hands out, and you see a circle appear below her. As you see, a cut just comes across her face, and she winces a little bit as magic begins to pour out from her hands. Go do what you need to do, she glares towards you.
Okay. It's undead and fey magic, so maybe me and Laura could probably try to track it.
That would be ideal.
Okay. What would we do to do that? Let me see.
Roll plus weird.
Yeah, I would say plus weird. Make success. Mixed success. That's two mixed successes.
Two mixed successes. That count as a full success? No. No. Wait, you know what that counts as?
Well, hold on. I never still use my.
It does right? Use when it was the first roll, which would have bumped your first roll into a mixed success. So and that did still help you using your reroll. So I'm sorry you don't have your luck. You do not have your lucky available. I'm sorry. All right. So, with that, with your mixed successes, that's still mixed successes. Don't panic. Everybody's in a panic mode. My God.
It is very infectious.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. Everybody, can you just
listen? You're just
everybody. Take
happened,
a pause and a breath. And I understand. Please. And also, yeah, you had your maybe second kiss. What the fuck happened?
But you had a moment, and it was really strong. And yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
It's called adrenaline without A.
Oh, Stella's gonna be pissed. Anywho.
Well, yeah, that's really gonna be awkward to explain.
But anywho, as you are looking around for this magic, with your mixed successes and with A's failure, even though he failed, it doesn't mean he didn't see anything. It just meant that the magic that what happened when A was using his magic to find the source, it called and gave like a little bit of a uh-oh warning to Elizabeth. So that's really what happened with that fail. That's why Elizabeth came, because with that fail and how much A was starting to go down Ash's usual road, that's what happened. So with that, I will say you do find where the bomb is located. But you mainly see will-o-wisps around the area as you move quickly up into the area where this bomb is.
And where is it exactly? It's like,
it is up where the clock face is. So you've been here before, back when you had Kronos.
My favorite spot.
Yeah.
Yay.
No, it's not yay.
Aww.
We found it. Bad news, it's surrounded by a bunch of things that can ignite it.
Of course.
And you hear a voice from the back of the room just go, well, hello, puppets. Welcome to the game. And with that, we're going to take our last break. So we will be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know that.